Welcome to the Lippis Report.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Lippis Report podcast. I'm Nick Lippis, your host for today's discussion with Bernard Devrim, who is the Senior Manager of Data Center and Virtualization Marketing at Cisco Systems. We're talking about data center value gained through network software. But let me give you a brief intro to the topic before I bring Bernard into the general discussion. IT service delivery and its supporting industry is at an inflection point thanks to mobile and cloud computing. Several strong trends are emerging and interacting with each other to drive fundamentally different data center network architecture requirements. First, computational density is increasing at a very fast pace, driving higher virtualization ratios. IT business leaders are packing more virtual machines into a physical server, from approximately 8 VMs to 16, 32, and with 12 core processors up to 60 VMs per physical server. That's driving a tremendous amount of traffic to the network edge. Secondly, traffic flows within data centers are changing, with an increase in east to west traffic pattern. This, again, is driving the requirement for higher performance and lower latency connectivity within the data center fabric. Finally, with LAN and storage moving to a common Ethernet fabric, there is the confluence of different traffic classes on a common Ethernet fabric, which is requiring more predictability and higher performance connectivity. All of these trends point to a significantly higher performance network fabric and newer network architectures in the data center with rich network services. In parallel to this, there is significant more dynamics in the data center. Virtual machines are moving not just within a rack, but between racks, data centers, and between private and public clouds. IT departments are using the cloud as a way to dynamically burst and add capacity on demand. The ability to deal with these dynamics in a cost-effective way as the data center scales up is driving to greater automation and the need to be cloud-ready. Cisco's Nexus operating system, or Nexus, is the core data center network software that addresses these issues. Well, in this Lippis Report podcast, I talked to Bernard Devrim, Senior Manager of Data Center and Virtualization Marketing at Cisco Systems, about Nexus attributes that address today's challenging data center needs. Well, with that said, say hello, Bernard, and welcome to the Lippis Report podcast.
Hello, Nick. It's great to be here.
Excellent, Bernard. I'm so glad that you are here because the topic that we're addressing is so fundamentally important to the industry right now. So let's dive right in. The Nexus operating system, it's been shipping since 2008 with the introduction of the Nexus 7000. So I guess first, let's start off with what makes the Nexus different from other network operating systems out there in the marketplace?
Nick, you're absolutely right that Nexus OS has been shipping on the Nexus 7000 since 2008. But the fact of the matter is it has been shipping on the MDS platform as CentOS since 2002. We now have over 12,000 customers using Nexus OS on Nexus and MDS LAN and SAN switches. So what makes it different? As I mentioned before, it has evolved from the industry-proven MDS CentOS and is designed from the ground up as a data center class operating system built with mission-critical data center environments in mind. So our customers are telling us that it has proven itself again and again as a reliable and predictable operating system in the most complex networking environments. Nexus OS is at the heart of the Cisco Unified Fabric switching portfolio, which offers one of the broadest data center LAN and SAN switching portfolios in the industry, spanning from the server hypervisor with the Nexus 1000V all the way to the data center core with the Nexus 7000 family. It unifies diverse networking elements into a single, highly reliable data center network that carries all LAN and SAN data center traffic. So if you look at the industry, Nexus OS is the only true single end-to-end data center operating system covering Ethernet and fiber channel switching that no other vendor can deliver today. Having Nexus OS across every element of the data center network provides operational and functional consistency with the tight integration that is necessary, which in fact significantly simplifies operations and provides a foundation for accelerated innovations and lower cost of ownership. There are four key attributes that form the key design principles behind Nexus OS, and these are resiliency, efficiency, virtualization, and extensibility. These key four attributes map directly to technology and features that bring value and competitive advantage to the businesses of all sizes.
Yeah, well, that's great, Berna. You know, actually, I'm glad that you reminded me, you know, that the Nexus is really part of the MDS, you know, platform. So, yeah, you're right. So you have an operating system that kind of spans both networking and storage, and it's been that way since, you know, 2002, 2008. So, excellent. So, but you mentioned a couple of key attributes in your closing a second ago, and I want to kind of dive into those. And so the design principles for Nexus were really around kind of resiliency, virtualization, efficiency, and extensibility. Those were the four. So without going into too much detail, can you talk to these attributes, in particular to the relationship of the trends that I mentioned in my opening?
Sure. Access to data 24/7 is a critical requirement for every business today. Convergence of LAN and SAN onto a single network infrastructure and the increase in VM density on a per-server basis makes each component even more critical. Resiliency is a first and a foundational attribute. Designed from the ground up with the goal of delivering continuous operations, Nexus OS is a highly resilient operating system which features granular process modularity, which allows each process to be stopped and restarted independently of other processes. Also, it features automatic fault isolation and containment and tightly integrated hardware resiliency features for maximum availability into data center. A key challenge for data center managers and administrators is updating the software and implementing software fixes. Typically, a disruptive downtime has to be scheduled to implement these changes. With Nexus OS's hitless software update capabilities, Nexus OS customers can update the entire Nexus OS image without requiring an outage. We have several case studies of our customers who have updated their code in the middle of the day without any disruption. Second is efficiency. Nexus OS includes a number of traditional and advanced operational features to ease implementation and ongoing operations. Integrated monitoring tools, analyzers, and clustering technologies such as the FX extender architecture provide for a single point of management, making overall operations simpler and efficient, allowing IT to quickly respond and deploy new systems and processes to serve the ever-changing needs of the business. Third is virtualization. Nexus OS is designed to deliver both switch-level virtualization and server virtualization. It enables switches to be virtualized into many logical devices, each operating independently as separate physical devices. Nexus OS is also virtualization-aware with VMFX and Nexus 1000V, and they provide tight integration between the virtualization environment and the switching environment, facilitating fast, efficient, secure, and consistent workload moves. These technologies provide a tight integration between the network and virtualized server environments, simplifying management and provisioning of the data center resources. The fourth is extensibility. Performance and feature scalability is an integral part of the Nexus OS. It's not only designed to support current and future multiprocessor hardware platforms, ensuring scalability, but also well into the future. With a modular building block approach, it allows for quick and easy integration of the new technology innovations and future standards, delivering long-term feature and functional extensibility. Now, new modules can be integrated into Nexus OS to solve today's and also the next generation data center challenges. Just over the last 18 months, Cisco has added several innovations such as OTV, Fabric Path, FEX Architecture, Lisp, and Fiber Channel over Ethernet, to mention a few. All these innovations are enabling our customers to deploy a converged, highly scalable, and intelligent unified fabric.
Great. You know, excellent, Berna. You know, you really, I think, you know, hit those four, you know, attributes, you know, directly and head on. So thank you for that. But I wanted to maybe shift attention a little bit. I think we have the whole full scale of what the Nexus OS is kind of built from and its major principles. But also there's been the discussion about it being a major building block for Cisco's Unified Fabric vision. So can you talk to that point?
Absolutely. Cisco Unified Fabric provides the foundational connectivity that links all of the resources within and across data centers so that resources are highly available wherever and whenever they're needed. Nexus OS is the common thread across Unified Fabric. In other words, It contains all of the features and technology that comprises Unified Fabric. NexusOS, with its consistent command structure, predictable behavior, and modular nature, gives Cisco and our customers flexibility now and again for the future. As the needs of the data center change based on the business needs, NexusOS can also grow and change to meet these needs.
Yeah, great. Excellent. So earlier on, you mentioned MDS, you know, as part of the Nexus OS. So can you talk a little bit to that? So in other words, you know, how does both the MDS and the Nexus portfolio leverage the Nexus operating system?
From an operational standpoint, our customers can manage both the MDS and Nexus products with a single tool called Data Center Network Manager, which, as you know, this is great. The single converged tool gives customers the ability to manage their networks, converged or otherwise, as a single pane of glass. This functionality is enabled by the common thread of NexusOS.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. So it was really an operational dimension that you get to leverage. Excellent. Well, let's try to pull this all together, Bernard. So how do IT business leaders really take advantage of the Nexus operating system and really put it to work within their data centers?
NexusOS innovations enable converging the network infrastructure, as I mentioned several times, massively scaling the network within and across the data centers, and delivering the sophisticated intelligence enabling VMware and storage networking. For example, you can converge the network infrastructure with fiber channel over Ethernet on the Nexus 7000, 5000, and MDS, or leverage Cisco Fabric Path, the standards-based technology which enables to scale out thousands of servers within a single layer 2 domain without spanning tree. Another example is Nexus 1000V and VMFX allow the network visibility down to the virtual machine level and to extend the fabric all the way to the VM, or between data centers as our customers seek to move virtual machines via vMotion, for example, or to extend application clusters, OTV allows our customers to extend their layer 2 domain with simplicity. Additionally, Lisp delivers IP portability capabilities for workload mobility to enable the move to the cloud. These represent a subset of the solutions that allow our customers to virtualize and scale their data centers and enable the move to the cloud.
Great. Excellent, Berna. Well, we've been talking about Cisco's Nexus operating system software and the difference it makes in data center performance and operations with Berna Devrim, who is a senior manager of data center and virtualization marketing at Cisco Systems. Berna, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Nick.
That concludes this edition of the Lippis Report. Thank you for joining us. Look for us every Tuesday and Thursday. To get your free subscription to the Lippis Report newsletter, go to www.lippis.com. To sponsor the Lippis Report podcast, send email to sales@lippis.com. We've got to go, and so do you. See you next time.